This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Security Fire Department continuing to investigate a house fire that broke out overnight. James Chapman with the Security Fire Department said that the fire started in the garage in a home on Weeping Willow Drive.
The main fire is contained in the garage. We had a little bit of extension into the attic above the second floor and a little bit of fire extension into the front door, but overall 90% of the fire was kept to the garage.
At one point, flames were roughly 60 feet tall and sounded more like an explosion thanks to bursting tires and gas tanks caused from the heat. The cause of the fire remains under investigation.
Testimony will continue today in the murder trial of Dante Lucas for the killing of his girlfriend, Kelsey Schelling, who disappeared in 2013. This trial taking place in Pueblo County. A string of recovered texts was presented in court yesterday showing the two arguing about Schelling's pregnancy. Location data from her phone showed it was near a bank where Lucas made a withdrawal from Schelling's account while driving Schelling's car after the time he said he last saw her. There were also conversations between Lucas and his mother that prosecutors believe point to his guilt. Prosecutors in the murder trial of Marco Garcia Bravo are expected to seek a new trial after a jury could not reach a verdict on several of the charges, including that of first-degree murder. Following 10 days of deliberations, the jury could only reach a verdict on 8 of the charges in the Garcia Bravo case. He was found guilty of only one charge, being an accessory to a crime. A far cry from the justice that mothers Tamara Partida and Heather Greer have been hoping for.
They were played some part in ending our children's lives, and it's very hard to see that.
I hope these people feel regret and realize that, you know, not only will they not have their life ever again, but, you know, there wasn't only two lives lost that night.
Garcia Bravo is accused of killing Derek Greer and Natalie Partida in an execution-style shooting in El Paso County in 2017. A hearing to schedule a new trial for Garcia Bravo has been scheduled for Thursday morning.
Turning to COVID-19 coverage at 8:02 on KRDO's Morning News, and after a midweek spike in El Paso County last week, cases appear to be on their way down again. El Paso County reporting 110 new cases along with 2 deaths. 68,000 shots of the vaccine have been given out, with the county reporting it's being given the first vaccine to 40% of those 70 and older. Pueblo reporting 8 new cases in the most recent 24-hour reporting period. Pueblo County health officials say that they've given out 2,800 vaccines in the 2 days of last week. Teller County reporting just 3 new cases, 2 new cases reported in Fremont County. An El Paso County lawmaker wants Colorado students to take state exams despite calls from educators to postpone the tests. District 9 State Senator Paul Lundin says students need to take the Colorado Measures of Academic Success test this year so the state knows where students are following nearly a year of virtual and hybrid classes. The El Paso County Republican telling KRDO that educators can't know the status of their students without testing. The Colorado Education Association, however, thinks students should be concentrating on instruction rather than prepping for the tests.
Colorado's Department of Labor and Employment has paid out more in fraudulent unemployment claims than for those in need. KRDO's Colby Crossley breaks down the numbers.
Colorado's Department of Labor and Employment reports 1.1 million fraudulent claims have been filed since the pandemic started, compared to just over 1 million legitimate claims that have been filed and processed. But thanks to 50 automatic triggers that flag and halt potentially fraudulent claims, the state said it has only paid about $6.5 million to scammers over the last year. Now, that may seem like a lot, but nationally, a government estimate put pandemic unemployment assistance fraud at a $36 billion expense to taxpayers.
That was KRDO's Colby Crossley reporting.
A fourth person dead following a shooting at a Colorado Springs apartment complex located off of Loomis near Fort Carson. Jacqueline Reed with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office says that domestic violence was a factor in last week's shooting. Reed says that people in dangerous situations should get out.
As a survivor of domestic violence myself, you know, it is crucial that people get help, that they tell someone, and that they find a safe place to reside away from that abusive relationship.
The case being called a triple murder-suicide, anyone with information urged to contact the sheriff's office.
Partly cloudy skies with filtered sunshine for your Tuesday afternoon. Cool temperatures with highs in the low and mid-40s. 43 for Colorado Springs, lower 40s around Pueblo. And this afternoon, winds are going to be light out of the southeast at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy, cold overnight with morning starts Wednesday in the low 20s. And once again, cool temperatures with highs in the mid and upper 40s for Wednesday afternoon, forecasting 47 degrees for Colorado Springs, 46 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.